This is a special edition of Inside Florida Tech. I'm Wes Sumner. It's a day of breaking news in the Boston Marathon bombings after a week of high tension. For a unique perspective, we're joined by Florida Tech's own Brian Lael. Dr. Lael is an associate professor of electrical and computer engineering. He was in Boston this week and ran the marathon Monday. Dr. Lael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Please set the scene for us. Where were you Monday in relation to the twin explosions at the Boston Marathon finish line?
I had run the marathon, and so I had started the run at 10 o'clock. I had finished around 1:10 p.m. Was around the finish area and the area where the athletes go to pick up their gear and such for quite a while, and then had made my way back to the hotel.
And I understand this was your first time running the Boston Marathon. What did you see and what did you hear from your perspective?
Given that I was in my room, I saw a scene on the TV that I had trouble relating to what I had just seen in person shortly prior. A scene that was horrific and contrasted the lively event that I had just been a part of.
How was it to move around the city in the hours following the bombings?
In the time immediately afterwards, I stayed in my room mostly because I wanted to be aware. You know, there certainly was a tension and a fear in the air. I did venture out later that evening a little. The city was largely empty from what I saw. I walked around the Boston Common area. Police presence everywhere, SWAT teams, buses with National Guard. So a very tense scene. You know, something I'd never really experienced.
How would you describe the emergency response that you saw?
I would say it was very thorough and very fast. The race had medical personnel as well as police presence throughout the area where the explosions occurred. And so they were there and positioned so that they could have immediate assistance provided. And I think that was probably very critical to many of the injured. And then beyond that, throughout the evening, they were bringing in, as I say, National Guard, SWAT teams, and you couldn't miss the presence if you looked out the window, basically.
Now, you're a runner, of course. Will what you experienced Monday deter you in any way from future races? Will you go back to Boston?
I would love to return and rerun Boston again. The marathon there is such a special event. It's an event not just for running. It's much broader than that. And the people of Boston come out. Neighbors, families, friends, kids, you know, the thing I take away is the memory of all the kids along the course, hands in the air, trying to get those high fives and having a great day. You know, I hope that that returns because that is such a contrast to what took place later in the day.
We're glad you're safe, Dr. Lael. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Stay with WFIT and NPR News for continuing coverage of the situation in Boston. For Inside Florida Tech, I'm Wes Sumner.